If their debut was a wiry introduction to life's neurosis set to twitchy guitars, then more songs about buildings and food is Talking Heads learning how to flex. Released in 1978, it's the first album where Brian Eno steps in as the co-conspirator, and you can hear the band stretching past CBGB minimalism into something weirder, funkier, and strangely architectural, like a dance party inside a drafting studio. From the jump, you get Thank You for Sending Me an Angel, a sprinting opener that feels like David Byrne is trying to outrun his own anxieties. The guitars are bright but razor thin, and the rhythms sharp as graph paper lines. And then there's Artist Only, a track that almost sounds like a nervous breakdown set to a groove, with Byrne shouting about making art like he's both mocking and celebrating the act itself. But the real alchemy happens in the middle. Their cover of Al Green's Take Me to the River is the obvious centerpiece, taking a soul classic and stripping down into something metallic and skeletal, yet still brimming with groove. It's reverent and irreverent at the same time, the Talking Heads trick in a nutshell. Songs like Found a Job turn sitcom plots into social commentary, using disco bass lines and jangly guitar interplay to poke fun at media and relationships. What makes More Songs About Buildings and Food so brilliant is that it's both brainy and physical. You can dance to it, but it also feels like you're dissecting the very idea of pop structure. This is the sound of a band realizing that you can make art rock that's genuinely fun. Brian Eno pushing textures into strange places while Tina's bass and Chris's drums keep everything locked in like a new wave scaffolding. I mean, the title itself is a joke, a wink at their own reputation of intellectual quirkiness, but there's truth in it. These songs are about mundane details of modern life, jobs, apartments, love, television, turned inside out until they become surreal and oddly profound. So by the time the record ends, you realize Talking Heads aren't just another quirky New York band. They were already blueprinting the entire future of post-punk, new wave, and beyond. More Songs About Buildings and Food isn't just a sophomore record. It's the sound of the walls getting locked down and rebuilt the funkier angles and stranger proportions. So if you haven't listened to this album, check it out. Let me know what you think.